So we are going to explain our experience, and we are going to try to explain why we are promoting a new chapter in a strange, or what seems strange, area like this that you can see in the map. Before starting, my colleague Góngora wants to criticize or make some comments about the Catalan projects.
Thank you. The idea was only to give an initial remark on this, and as an editor on this, I would like to say that one of the things I really appreciate about it is the quality, and the quality in relation to the close number of editors compared to other wikis, and that is something that has to be really evaluated and taken into consideration. So when I first started writing here, and I found it interesting because there were such interesting topics that really called. So since I was living there, I tried to join this community because I'm not actually from Catalonia, but I was living there, so I joined this place, and I really tried, first of all, to start talking about an article and about my culture and in the languages, okay, in this language, in this case, in Catalan. And when I first saw the articles relating to South America or Africa or other parts of the world, where they were quite incomplete in relation to other topics, for example, which are really closer to the Catalan reality and everyday life. So I felt committed to start writing all this and to write about different cultures in order to let us know to this culture. Okay, and I started writing here. And I soon realized that there was a quite and good climate in order to do this. So that it's only the one thing I would like to say right now. So if you don't mind, I will give the microphone to my colleague.
Okay. Well, before we start, as a prize for coming from your Catalan friends, here you have some gifs. And please tell everybody who didn't came, they have lost the opportunity.
That could be a merchandising
No.
Could be a merchandising article.
No, this is... could be. Okay. In our presentation, is organized in four topics. First, we will explain why and when we created the association. Then we will try to convince this territory, why we are proposing this territory. This is a very difficult topic because for us this is very clear and very natural, and it is very difficult for us to put in the other people's shoes and explain this in a way the others can understand, because we don't need any explanation. For us, this is the natural territory. Then we will explain the activities we have done, and at the end we explain some ideas, not just ideas on the air, but ideas already started, not yet finished. The association... we decided to create the association in a Wikipedian meeting. Here you have the photo of the people that met this meeting. Next one, please. Next one. And here you have the working meeting. When there raised a lot of difficulties we had by the lack of an association, and when we decided to go ahead and creating a legal entity. Here are some samples of the problems we had in trying to promote and support Wikipedia projects in Catalan. This is Vicky Balear, one of the people in the previous picture, convinced the Balearic government to fund a Wikipedia contest in schools, and this project was lost because of the lack of a legal entity able to sign an agreement with the Balearic government. This year, this project will go ahead. I was in Balearic talking to the person in the government responsible for this, and they committed 4,000 euros to fund the buy of laptops and PDAs and things like this as gifts for the winners of the contest. Go ahead. Here you have another example. Several people managed to gather several computers, and they loaded those computers with free software and released them in a network of schools in North Catalonia. And this is the press release where appears the foundation.cat, the associations of Català, but nobody says anything about Wikipedia. Those computers were related to Wikipedia, to teach using Wikipedia, and all the people in the photo, except the director of the schools, are Wikipedists and members of our association. So we lost the opportunity of appearing in media because nobody recognizes somebody or some association behind this activity. Go ahead. Next one, please. Well, there is another project. This is not exactly as Vicky Balear. There are not prizes. This is a project in the Catalan government. It was almost lost by the same reason that Vicky Balear, but at the end, this project went ahead that a lady took the risk of personally going ahead with the project. Next one. So we, in the meeting, we analyzed the advantages and disadvantages of having an association or being a local chapter, and the result of our analysis. Please, next. The main topic was having a legal entity. This is what can give us legal coverage to do the activities. This makes us eligible for government aids and grants. And in some countries, not in Andorra, because there we have direct taxations, but in Spain or in France, when you fulfill the requirements, your donors can get tax deductions. Regarding of being local chapter, I wrote that, but yesterday or the first day I saw a better explanation. It's regarding the name. Being a local chapter, from our point of view, is something that saves time. We can do everything without being a local chapter, but we have to explain who are we, how are we related to the projects, why are we promoting the projects. We need not money, 5 minutes perhaps, but sometimes you don't have 5 minutes. If you can be known as Wikimedia X, you don't need to explain anything, and you can go ahead and talk directly about the projects and the things that have to be done. So for our point of view, this is the main issue and a very important one. And also, we hope to be able to be coordinated to share best practices and things like this with other chapters. Last year, there was a meeting in Berlin. I asked for attending the meeting. I was traveling to Berlin anyway because I needed to do it. But they say me, no, it cannot be because you are not chapter, things like this. We are willing to be a chapter to be able to do these things. Go ahead. Well, this is the territory, and I'll try to explain you why this territory is not strange, but this territory is the normal and usual and natural area. Here you have the map of official languages other than Catalan. Well, there is a small part there. That part is Andorra, is the only part on where Catalan is the only official language. But this is a legal issue, but you can go to Andorra and speak any language, and if you are going to do something, everybody will understand you. There is a part where the official language is French. There is a part in Catalonia nobody knows, not many people knows, or almost nobody except Catalans, that there are two other official languages, Occitan and French. Occitan and Spanish, and the red region, there is, they also speak Spanish as an official language, and in a small town in Sardinia Island, they also have official language Italian. So this area, there are a lot of languages, not only spoken languages, there are perhaps 200 languages spoken, but several official languages, but all the people has a common language. It is Catalan. Go ahead.
One question. How many people are Catalan speaking?
Living in this area, there are 12 million people, and Catalan speaking and Catalan understanding and Catalan writing and Catalan reading are different levels. Catalan understanding about 90%, but Catalan speaking it is about 70-80%, depending on the regions. Catalan reading 50-40%, and Catalan writing we are almost nobody is able. Myself learned to write Catalan. Writing in Wikipedia, that there are 20-30%. You have to take into account that nobody teaches Catalan 40 years ago. So only people with less than 20 years or less can write Catalan more or less fine. Right? Go ahead. For us, it is a very natural way and a very natural area. We understand that when you speak, you teach, you show this to other people, and you speak about four countries, it seems strange. It seems a very huge area and seems a very strange combination. But here you have a map of a town near where my family comes. And here you have the line of the border. Here you have on the top, there is a basket field. The right side belongs to Spain. The left side belongs to France. And here in this street, the right side belongs to Spain, the left to France. But people playing basket are all Catalans, and they play together. In the street, people buy on one side or the other, depending on the taxes every day.
What is the name of the town?
This is Le Pertus. And we hope that they also can write or can contribute Wikipedia all together. It is not necessary to say they know. You are from Spain, you are from France. Go ahead. Here you have another example. This is very near where Góngora lives. Góngora lives in La Seu d'Urgell, is a town around this area. Here you have, at the left, there is Andorra. At the bottom, there is Spain. And there is a small island of Spain in the middle of France. So all this is messy, but all of these people speak Catalan. All of these people work together. A lot of people living in La Seu d'Urgell every morning wakes up and go to work Andorra and come back in the afternoon. So this, for us, what is crazy is the borders. In fact, we have to take into account that we are in the European Union. Catalans were a lot pro-European Union because we thought that borders were going to be erased and we're going to avoid dividing us. Go ahead. The other issue about this territory is when you talk about four countries, it seems very huge, very large area. In fact, if you compare with relatively small countries, if you are here in Argentina, Spain or France are small countries, but our area is even smaller than France or Spain, 2-3 times smaller. So we can travel, we can meet together. In fact, we travel and meet together because the areas more separated from the center are very touristic areas and everybody goes there sooner or later. Go ahead. And finally, if you analyze this, we use the same currency. We have freedom to move from one side to the other. Many people has family in one side to the other. We have the same language. The legal systems are very similar, all are in Europe. And what is more important, the culture is the same. We share a common culture. Well, that's about territory. For us, this is very clear, natural territory. The pin we have give you reflects this area. This is the Catalan Wikimedia territory. We go to talk about activities. One of the activities of the association is give support to meetings and congress of Wikipedians. There is a congress organized for next month, and our association is providing scholarships to attend people without money to travel. So everybody can come if they are positive contributors to Wikipedia projects. Not everybody saying, hey, I want to come, but if they are contributing to projects, our association pays for the travel if they don't come. There is another example of this kind of activities. We organized a meeting in Perpignan. Perpignan was almost a desert, a Wikipedistic desert. There was only two Wikipedians, both contributing to Catalan Wikipedia, none to French Wikipedia. And the association contacted the University of Perpignan, contacted several cultural associations, and convinced them to attend the meeting. So in the meeting, there were more non-Wikipedians than Wikipedians. And two of them now have started to edit, and the others are in process. They are in the future programmed two presentations of Wikipedia, one in Perpignan and another one in Ceret, which is a city near Perpignan. Well, we also, as any chapter, try to convince bodies and entities to release materials, to free materials. We contacted one entity, which for Catalan culture is of high importance. This is the Arxiu de Tradicions de l'Alguer. Arxiu means file. They have a lot of materials related to Catalan culture in Sardinia, and they make an experiment. They say, okay, we are going to free a couple of books, and let's see what happens. Then they send us the letter, and we put this book in Wikitext. They saw that when looking at Google, this book was the first in the search. So they are convinced to release almost all the contents. There is some legal aspects to see exactly what can be released. But now they are completely convinced because in Catalan nobody can make money by selling books. Their find their interest is in spreading the knowledge, and there are some difficulties about understanding that everybody can copy, everybody can modify, everybody can do derivative works. But once you have explained this, the economic issues doesn't arise. Next. Well, there is another agreement we have not signed yet, but decided yet, with the deputy of Girona. They have a repository of pictures. They have more than 1 million pictures, but from this million, there are several thousand very interesting to illustrate articles. And they are going to release them in free domain, and we can get them, even put them in commons. Here you have an example. It perhaps doesn't mean anything, but this is a very special place for the world and for the Catalans in particular. This hill is where, in this hill, is there is a very nice view. Not because it is very high, but it is higher than all the surroundings, and you have a view extensive, lot of kilometers. That's why this hill was selected to fix the central point in the measure of the south part of the meridian of the earth when defining the metro. So this picture or pictures like this can be used to illustrate the measure of the earth, of the meridian of the earth, the definition of the metro, the system, metric systems. And for Catalans, it is even has another added value, because there is where one of our most famous poets wrote his work, masterpiece, called Canigó. And it was 150 years ago. And the room where he wrote this work preserved exactly as it was when he wrote. And this is in this hill, is Mare de Déu del Món. Okay. Well, other activities. Our members connected with people working in Thesaurus and find a way to automatically load to Catalan Wiktionary thousands of synonyms. And, of course, conferences, courses. Here you have a long list of courses done. San Feliu, Barcelona, Andorra, Bellmunt, a lot of places. This picture is of the first we did, and at the right you see the table of contents of the presentations we prepared. And the other activities, contacts with the press. Our colleague Gustavo Góngora make an interview with in the radio, and I have good some small pieces. For non-Catalan or Spanish-speaking people, I have to say, in the left you have the English translation, but I have to say that there happens a curious situation very often in Catalan countries. The interviewer is asking him all the questions in Catalan. He is answering in Spanish. And nobody makes any reference about the language. They understand each other, and they continue as normally. Please click the no the previous one.
Intenten ser entre ells, no?
Pel que fa a Wikipedia, és aquesta gran enciclopèdia que podem trobar a internet. Una de les preguntes que ens hem fet moltes vegades és qui es dedica a penjar aquests articles, a corregir-los, etc.
Qui s'encarrega? Qui ho oficialitza? Qui aconsegueix que no hi hagin errors? Bé, hi ha errors, però hi ha un comitè, no direm de savis, però sí de voluntaris, de gent que aporta el seu rigor i el seu temps en àrees en les que ells dominen i que, doncs això, estan, no diguem contractats, evidentment no cobren, com diem, són voluntaris, però es dediquen a no només penjar articles nous sobre temes que encara no tenen cap text, sinó també a corregir-los, a modificar dades que són errònies, o fins i tot a eliminar articles doncs, que no s'ajusten a les normes de Wikipedia.
Una d'aquestes persones és un professor uruguaià, ell és Gustavo Góngora, que ha escrit un total de 360 articles. Gustavo, muy buenos días, bon dia.
Buenos días, ¿qué tal?
Una pregunta, Gustavo, que es fa molta gent, és quin grau de fiabilitat té aquesta enciclopèdia? Fins a quin punt ens podem refiar de tot el que surti a Wikipedia?
Pues el grado de fiabilidad, bueno, para eso ahí tenemos tareas administrativas que se encargan pues de controlar todo tipo de contenidos que pueden ser introducidos, bueno, perfectamente por un vándalo o un usuario que no tenga ningún interés en contribuir, sino al contrario, y disponemos de herramientas y una de las políticas de Wikipedia es precisamente que toda información que pueda ser catalogada de fiable tiene pues que contar con alguna referencia, si no, eso está en tela de juicio. Posible. Para eso también existen los artículos destacados, o en el caso de Wikipedia en catalán, donde también edito, están los artículos de Qualitat. Uh-huh. Y pues ahí se hace una evaluación antes de proponer el artículo. En esa evaluación pues se toman en cuenta un montón de factores, los que son los factores de la lengua, los que son pues la concreción, si se transmite bien lo que quiere decir el artículo, si tiene referencias, si es fiable, y luego de eso, luego de que pasa un periodo más o menos de entre 2 semanas y 1 mes, luego de eso se puede proponer a destacado, y luego de ahí pues se hace otra votación, de modo que los artículos más representativos son los que han, por supuesto, aprobado todos los estándares exigentes que, por supuesto, permitan al editor confiar.
Són gent amb molt de rigor. La gent es pensa que internet, com que pot entrar qualsevol, doncs sempre les coses són cutres, i no, el rigor per davant de tot.
Mm-hmm. Una frase per acabar.
Doncs una frase dita per Linus Torvalds, programador i creador de Linux, que diu: a la vista de suficients ulls, tots els errors resulten evidents.
Moltes gràcies, Roc. Un altre...
Well, here you have another example. This is I'm not going to put the video. This is an interview in Andorra TV. This guy is the guy who brought the first non-English article ever in Wikipedia. The article was the Catalan article Abacus, and in Andorra TV they say very proud: the Catalan Wikipedia was born in Andorra, and they were explaining it. Here you have the mail of Jimbo saying that they were going to open other languages, and they say that Sidani has offered to not inflict his terrible English on us if we make Catalan Wikipedia. Well, this is the Sedani. He is the guy who threatened Jimbo to create other languages. He is a member of our association, and he is actively promoting Catalan Wikipedia, mainly in Andorra, because he is Andorran. Ah, well, we start with new ideas. Something to say for you? Okay. Now I'm going to explain you some ideas, not ideas just in the air, but ideas we started but not finished yet. One idea is in Europe, or in Catalan countries in particular, there are a lot of people coming from all over the world, and they have to learn languages. Nobody needs to learn Catalan, and there are a lot of volunteers teaching Catalan, and there is an association organizing what kind of exchange of teaching. So you can find perhaps an Argentinian guy teaching Spanish to a Chinese, the Chinese teaching Chinese to a Catalan, and the Catalan teaching Catalan to the Argentinian. They manage to match the offer with the demand in languages. So we connected those people, and we say them, well, there is a nice idea. You could use Wikipedia as a tool in your language lessons. One of the exercises is translate. Instead of translating things and then throwing them away, translate articles to Wikipedia. At the beginning, people doesn't know very much language, the new language, but they speak well their native language, so they can translate from Catalan to their native language. Here you have the meeting where we made the first presentation, then we gathered people from a lot of countries. Here you have the list of languages spoken by all those people. All of them spoke more or less Catalan. And the idea is you translate from Catalan. In Catalan Wikipedia, we made a wiki project identifying 1,000 articles related to Catalan culture. Then we offer those 1,000 articles, then can translate the article or a piece of the article to their native language. So they are contributing to their native Wikipedia. They can be proud of doing this contribution. They are learning Catalan, and they are learning about Catalan culture. And they are helping us to spread over the world our culture. Right? Next. Well, this is the first step, but then there is a second step. When they know Catalan better, they can contribute to our Wikipedia, then can write things about their countries, about their culture, and they can help us to understand better them, like Góngora did. In this, here you have an image of the article about Uruguay. Now it is a featured article in Catalan, and I hope that it should be one of the best articles in all languages.
Just a remark regarding this is that something that always helps in order to start writing in an encyclopedia, at least for me, is to find something that you really like to write on. And in this case, I found this topic because it was relevant for me. And as I have already said at the beginning of this conversation, and this was really something I really wanted to work on. And I'm really proud now, but I have to acknowledge that I received at the beginning too much help, because otherwise it would have been impossible for me to write all this without the help of people who were always correcting my mistakes. That believe me, there were a lot of them. Yeah, and so I will give my thanks and my greetings to all these people who helped me. So I will now give the microphone to John. Next.
Well, he have another idea, also started. In Catalan, we have a lot of singularities where we are strange people. There is an online encyclopedia you can access for free. This is the Encyclopedia Catalana, and they have 433,000 articles. Well, we are in contact with them. We meet with them, and we are trying to find a way to cooperate instead of compete. So at last, explain the people that both projects are complementary. The Encyclopedia Catalana is closed, nobody can edit. It is monolingual, but it is written by professionals. Wikipedia is open, everybody can edit. It is multilingual, so them are two different projects. We are trying to convince them. I'm not sure if we are going to go up to this level, but I don't give up. We are trying to convince them to change their license, use a compatible license, and try to be our professionally reviewed version of Wikipedia, and Wikipedia be the open version of Encyclopedia Catalana. Try to merge both projects. I'm not sure, but it is my dream. We are in talks with them.
Where does the income come from?
Well, it is a group.
Advertising?
It is a group. They have the encyclopedia. They also have books. They have several editorial activities. It is a non-for-profit foundation. It was created in Franco era by one of the promoters of Catalan culture in the dark times. And this income comes from selling books, from
so it's not
advertising.
About the encyclopedia. It's
you can access for free, but it is not free because you cannot copy. It is copyrighted. You cannot modify. You have advertisement. It is open, right? You can read for free. Yeah? Nowadays. Yeah? We are proposing them some deals because there. If we cooperate, there are some opportunities in giving money from government and things. Go ahead. We are on time. We are finished. Almost finished. Next one. To finish, there is another idea. There are a lot of associations working for Catalan culture, and we are trying to attract them to the free knowledge movement. Here you have a map of some of them grouped into Ramon Muntaner Institute, which is an association of associations. So next. And here we are trying to cooperate with chapters. We overlap in small areas with France and Italy, and in future we could overlap with Spain. And we have a lot of assets to put on the table and find ways to find better results. Next one. To finish, I won't want to click on thank you for your attention, but click on thank you. I wish to show you this. This is a tradition and a sport, a Catalan tradition and Catalan sport. Those people are building human towers. This is a sport. There are several teams. There are points for each building. And they are also collaborating. They are cooperating each other. In the bottom, when one team is making a building, all the others come to help and come here and help to support the load of everybody else. And when they reach the result, those people belongs to the other teams, helping them. And when they reach the result, everybody's happy, the people from the same team and the people from the other. For me, this is an image that reflects the spirit of Wikipedia. There are several projects, several languages. Everyone can be seen as competing with the others regarding the number of articles, regarding the number of articles of quality and things like this. But we are cooperating with each other because when you have writing article, it can be translated to any other language. It is impressive, of course. It is much more impressive in reality than in video. In reality, it is almost, and not always everything finishes well. Sometimes they crash down and they start again and rebuild again. There is two steps. They have some points. If the small boy tries the hand, and if they deconstruct, they get more,
the
last points. Well, that's all. Questions? Any questions?